Hi everyone, welcome to the Leaders in Value Chain podcast. My name is Fei Yu, I'm the Managing Director at Alcott Global. Today, we have the pleasure to talk about the supply chain of the beauty sector. And our special guest is Graham Carter, Chief Supply Chain Officer of Coty. Graham is a C-suite leader with over 30 years of experience. He is now leading global end-to-end supply chain at Coty, and Coty is one of the largest beauty and fragrance companies. Prior to joining Coty, he led several big transformations in large companies such as Avon, Amazon, and P&G. Graham has built a reputation as a visionary leader with a hands-on approach, delivering operational excellence. Graham is an advocate for customer-centric supply chain. Graham, great to have you here with us.
It's a pleasure to be with you, Faye. Thank you for inviting me. I'm delighted to be able to talk to you. Thank you.
Great. Shall we start?
Please.
Sure. Yes, let's start with your career journey. Please tell us about your career in supply chain. How did you start and how do you get to achieve supply chain officer level? And what is your role, right, as the Chief Supply Chain Officer at Coty?
Okay, that's a lot of questions. Very briefly, my career started at P&G, and I still have the P&G etched through my core because I was there for 20 plus years, learning all of supply chain in the way that P&G do it very rigorously. I then moved from P&G to Unilever, not a popular choice, but a really huge and new experience at Unilever running their European logistics operations. Then from there, went into Amazon, responsible for final mile delivery for all parcels, 6 to 12 million a day across the whole of Europe. And then moved from there into Avon, which then became part of Natura. And then a couple of years ago, I moved from Avon and came to Coty to run the supply chain here. And to answer your question, what is Chief Supply Chain Officer? It's a number of things. Firstly, it feels like taking the credit for everybody else's work because I've got such a great team here. But it's also taking the blame for everybody else's mistakes, because when supply chain's running well, nobody cares and it doesn't get in any earnings reports and it's not mentioned anywhere. When it's broken, of course, it's the biggest problem the company's ever had. And not just Coty, all companies, in fact, all countries. When supply chain's broken, everything's broken. So my job is to fix it.
That doesn't sound like an easy task, right?
Keeps me busy.
Yes, there, what makes you a different supply chain leader? And what is your formula as a successful supply chain leader?
It's a great question, and it's grown over time. You know, P&G was very process excellence, delivery. Unilever was a lot more relationships and networking. Amazon was details, details, details. And Avon was connections, collaboration, co-creation. So bringing all of that experience into Coty, I found a very open door. Under Sue's leadership, the company's ready for change. Bringing my experience from all of those companies means I can be very, I won't say aggressive, but very transformative in what I'm proposing here at Coty. And the answer I'm getting back, both from my colleagues in the EC, executive team, and from my team is, yes, we'll go for it. Good. We know where we're going. We know we can get there. And therefore, that's the challenge I'm facing here. And it's really, really exciting.
So you mentioned different nature of different companies. How would you describe Coty?
It's learning. The best part is it's learning. When I arrived, they'd done some really solid work to get costs and operations in control and were starting to get their go-to-market strategies clear. But having done that, you need then what next? So again, they were very open to us creating that strategy, checking it with my team, getting their alignment, and then going after the big changes. So the culture here is one of being ready for change, wanting to change, not wanting to rest on our laurels that we've had a good last 14 quarters of growth. But what about the next 14? Where can we grow next? What can we do next? How can we, and specifically in supply chain, how can we support that growth going forward? Because we don't want to just sit back and deliver great service with low inventory and low costs. We want to be doing more than that in supply chain here.
So you would describe it as learning and changing, adapting to change.
Amongst many other things, yeah, they're core elements.
Yeah, love that. So now you're in the beauty sector, right? From before as well, Yvonne, you have a lot of experience, right, in beauty sector. It's a highly competitive sector, and we've seen many companies facing problems. How would you describe the current state of the beauty industry supply chain, and what are some key trends shaping it?
And starting with the beauty industry, the good news is everything we see and hear from back in the days of Avon, the lipstick factor, where people bought lipstick to look and feel good, even though it was in a recession. And now it's the fragrance factor. People are buying fragrances more, even in markets where there's a depression. So the beauty industry, particularly in the premium end, is growing and doing well. So great to be in a growing market. We also at Coty have multi-channels. So we have D2C, we have e-com, we have bricks and mortar, we have the normal traditional retail trade, and then we have prestige trade. So we have a broad channel basis to grow into. Mm-hmm. So I think we've got an opportunity to really grow.
Yeah, I will see. So I read an article recently saying that the reason cosmetic or beauty sector is facing problems is that marketing doesn't work anymore because people are not looking for packaging or name. They're looking for a magic cream that make them younger or make them more beautiful. Do you feel that at Coty as well, or you feel that in your customers as well?
Fashion and beauty, you're always selling magic.
Yeah.
It's less functional than laundry and cleaning or ice cream or foods. So you're always selling magic. People want to believe. The good thing here at Coty is we have a lot of brands where we're genuinely delivering something that's better than competition.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I talk about the Orveda brand or Infiniment Coty that's just been launched, they are really top-end pinnacle science of our products. And beneath that, we have a whole broad range of fashion house brands and our own brands that deliver that magic for the consumer.
Mm-hmm.
The difference now going forwards in the fashion and beauty industry is it's about influencers.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a 30-second slot on the television, how to sell your product. It's influencers getting the passion, getting the magic, and then going telling all of their friends, all of their followers. That's the area that has changed. And that's a real challenge, I think, for all of the beauty industry. How do we play in that space? How do we get those influencers realizing how good our brands are?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's difficult to explain to someone, this fragrance smells really good on e-com. How do you communicate that online? It's very difficult. So we need to find ways and people who can communicate that, as well as and in parallel to the bricks and mortar solutions where you can go in, you can smell it, you decide you love it and you buy it.
Mm. And in this model of influencer driven than cosmetic or beauty sector, how does supply chain cope with that, right? So as a chief supply chain officer, how do you manage this trend?
Two elements. One is we're looking at how we can get the knowledge of the demand from Google search, TikTok, ratings, everything to help me with my forecasting. So I can turn that tribal knowledge into digital information. I can then use machine learning or maybe even artificial intelligence to give me a better forecast. Because it's a lot more responsive. It needs to be a lot more agile because the market changes.
Right.
When an influencer with 10 million followers says this color lipstick's great, we can expect a lot of orders out of store or e-com of that color. Unplanned, unexpected, because we can't predict what the influencer is going to sell.
Right.
So we need that visibility of the forecast as best we can. And then internally, we need to be able to deliver to single lipstick to an influencer or a consumer at their home through direct to consumer or via the big outlets like my former employee Amazon on e-com or into the bricks and mortar store. So the supply chain needs a very responsible manufacturing and procurement capability, followed by multi-channel distribution solutions, preferably from the same inventory pool. Because if I split my inventory between D2C and bricks and mortar, I have to hold more inventory to hit the same service level.
Right.
The two big challenges: using the information, social media, social listening for forecasts, and then responsiveness down the multiple channels that we're now delivering.
When before the influencer economy, right, we were only talking about seasonal, the nature of the product. Now you're dealing with much more complex supply chain.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay, let's come to the customer-centric one, because then in the end is what the customers want, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're an advocate of customer-centric supply chain. And tell us, what is it about? How do you implement it?
The simple way of phrasing it is listening to the customer. So a voice of the customer. We have a monthly report from our customer service team telling the whole EC, what are customers saying about our products? And there's a lot of it, obviously, very positive, but there's some negatives. You know, they couldn't find it, or this particular product wasn't what they're expecting, or that shade wasn't quite what. And we're sharing that across the whole of the EC so that all of us, as we work in our functions, can be thinking, how can we better delight those customers? And here I'm talking consumers. Obviously, we're also connecting with the major retailers, trying to understand how we can take costs out and improve our availability to consumers at their shelves. So we're making that part of our regular drumbeat in the executive committee, having discussions about that and making sure that our plans in each function reflect what the customers and consumers are telling us, rather than what we think Coty should be doing.
Yeah. So that's a big challenge. What is how have you implemented the customer centric at Coty? You mentioned that. So how do you deal with the planning and forecasting accurately, right? So is that part of it? And what else is in your customer-centric supply chain at Coty?
Yeah, the big transformation we're doing at Coty is simplifying the way that we work, standardizing our approaches, and then where it makes sense, centralizing the work so that we can have a core team doing it in a simple, standard way together, which drives efficiencies of scale, whilst making sure we've got the right talent in the markets close to the customers and consumers, getting that social listening, getting that forecasting information, and creating value with the customers. So we're structuring what some call the back office in a more structured way, and we're making sure that we're getting down into where it adds value for shareholders, for our people, or for consumers down in the market teams. And that means that the driving force of our changes upstream in distribution, manufacturing, and procurement is what we're hearing and seeing with customers.
Yeah, okay. That's super helpful to explain that. I also heard that before you joined, the team spirit was not at the highest.
Mm-hmm.
And the share price was struggling. And mm-hmm. now look at that, right? So great team.
Yes.
Price is going up. You've led big turnarounds and transformation at Coty. What did you do right? Please share some achievement you're proud of.
Yeah, I think the first thing to say is the team is the same team. You know, the team are very capable, very experienced, strong supply chain professionals, but we're trying across the five of them to manage the supply chain against KPIs that were delegated down from leadership without the collaboration or the vision of the future. So Sue, who had only just arrived at that time, was busy managing the turnaround of our business. Very strong focus on marketing and commercial and R&D to make sure we had the products and the channels and the customers to grow. Not on supply chain. So the five individuals in my team were trying to do their bit to keep things afloat, but without that coordination.
Mm-hmm.
So what I was able to do coming in was understand their challenges, understand what they were working on, and provide both the clarity on what we needed to do immediately, which was fix service and get more resilient mm-hmm. in our supply base, And Stefan in procurement helped me hugely in that space. So we had the right procurement, the right supply base, the right manufacturing solution, and therefore dramatically improved our service. So that was easier with me leading than having manufacturing doing their bit, planning doing their bit, logistics doing their bit, and market supply doing theirs. So that was one element I brought. Then the second element was I defined the end state. Learning from my time at Amazon, I wrote what Coty's supply chain will look like in July 2026, as if we'd already done it. And lo and behold, when they read it, my team said, yep, absolutely. And then they enhanced and improved and edited and made that even better for their part of supply chain. And we shared that with our colleagues in the other functions. And suddenly I had IT resources coming saying, look, you need this if you're going to get to there. The market supply and commercial saying, we want to do this with you because you're going to do that for us. The whole energy behind making the change for Coty came from my team and our business partners. I facilitated that. I'd love to take the credit and say, yes, it was all me, but it wasn't. I created that vision and focus, and then the organization got behind it. And the momentum is frankly unstoppable. It's great fun.
That's the clarity, accountability, and the collaboration.
A bit of storytelling. I hear Radu talk about storytelling. Quite a lot of storytelling. This is where we're going to be. Isn't that exciting? Yeah. We're even going to have a video of our planning leader on the beach doing all of her planning on her phone. Because our solutions are going to be so good by then that will work.
No, storytelling is definitely important because then you need to get people behind that, right? So when you get a vision, a direction, when people follow, and that leads the company to the right direction. Congrats
on
the turnaround and the success with the share price. I remember you also talk a lot about the importance of technology. Share with us, how do you integrate technology into Coty's supply chain operations?
It's a great, great question. And I wish I had a great, great answer, because I'm very, very clear that of the elements of success in supply chain, digital is now a whole new section. Like warehousing, manufacturing, logistics, planning, their sections in supply chain, digital is a whole new section. So I've launched my team to go out and find problems that we can fix with digital. And this was guidance I got from some of the consultants. Don't take a tool and find out what you can fix with it. Find a problem and then go and explore the tool to fix it. So we have a number now of small teams who are focusing on things we believe digital can fix. And we'll pilot it locally in a relatively small space. And then quickly, because we're simple, standard and central, quickly reapply those digital tools across the rest of the network. But I'm a Luddite, don't get me wrong. I don't understand a lot of the technology. I'm learning, and the best part of my job these last 12 months has been learning the digital space. But I'm still very naive and a novice in that space. So I'm using my team to help guide me. I'm talking to a lot of people externally about what's out there, but all with a focus on improving things as they are currently at Coty. And preparing for the July 2026 current state, so that we can implement those digital tools in that new world that we'll have then.
Now, if you put yourself into 2026, you mentioned, when you're there, how does Coty's supply chain look like then with technology?
It will have a central hub in Barcelona, so an operations hub in Barcelona, with the best in class artificial intelligence demand and supply planning tools, transport management systems on the wall with visibility of all of our movements, ocean, air, if there's any left. I'm hoping to eliminate air freight. It's not good for the planet, so why do we? And road freight, inbound materials and outbound to consumers and customers. All of that on a transport management system. And we'll have a customer portal and a data lake to support the team seamlessly with the information so that the efforts of my organization in the 2026 and beyond will be about creation of value, innovation and relationships, not admin, process, execution. A lot of that will be done by the systems that we've implemented. They'll be much more in the exciting space of creating value, providing new and building relationships internally across the functions and also with our customers and consumers.
Exciting. So Graham, you deliver everything you vision and promise. So I'm sure this will happen in 2 years.
One more.
Yeah.
Sustainability is the other angle. Coty's very big and I'm very big on sustainability. So we're looking at the product and the packaging and the executions. We're looking at the people. How are we a very diverse company already, but making sure that our diversity policies are best in class in our industry and elsewhere, and the planet. So my team are focusing on making our sites carbon neutral, reducing electricity usage, gas usage, eliminating air freight, and making sure that we're a friendly company for the planet. That's also very, very important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So sustainability is definitely a big topic, right? So share with us in 2026, right, what would be the sustainability agenda look like at Coty?
2026
any numbers that you can share?
It's difficult with numbers because you don't want to give away too much competitively, yeah. But 6 of our 8 sites for sure, and maybe all 8 will be carbon neutral.
Wow.
That's our manufacturing sites. Mm-hmm. And we have already halved our scope 1, scope 2 and logistics of scope 3 carbon footprint. Mm-hmm. And we're going to deliver significantly more.
Wow.
And we will, I hope, have eliminated air freight completely. Mm-hmm. When a TikTok influencer says, look, this is the red lipstick you've all got to buy, I may occasionally want to air freight some lipsticks around the world in order not to disappoint my consumers. But that'll be very much an exception. All of the rest, I want to use the right social listening forecasting capability to mean that my agile manufacturing solutions can get product to market in time, even when there are spikes in demand.
Sounds exciting, Graham. So with this kind of vision, right, and target, talents would be a big topic, right? When hiring the supply chain talent, right, for your vision, for enable the future, what are the top 3 qualities and skills you're looking for?
Ooh, top 3. Okay.
You can share more.
I'm narrowing down. I obviously have a lot of requirements. Excitement about change. Mm. I want people who are coming in here wanting to make a difference for consumers, for customers, for shareholders, and for the planet. If they're coming because they think supply chain is an easy place to work, then they're coming to the wrong company. I don't think anybody thinks that, but just in case. So excitement to change. Second area is a willingness to collaborate and co-create. Mm-hmm. Because increasingly my team are now stepping in and supporting other functions with R&D, with commercial, with marketing, making sure that we're not just a silo of supply chain excellence, but we're an engine of growth for the company. That needs them to build relationships, connect and co-create with other members in other functions. And then the third one, back to the discussion on digital. We're increasingly going to need people who are strong in their digital knowledge, people who are on social media, who are engaged in the consumer habits, they understand the consumer habits and understand some of the tools and technologies, be it social listening, be it TikTok, be it industrial 4.0 technologies like Google Goggles, whatever the technology, we need to be recruiting into the company people with those talents. Because what I'll be doing is giving them the freedom to make an impact mm-hmm. with those talents mm-hmm. and change the Coty's results by bringing that skill into our organization.
Sounds good. I think this will be good. So direction for many of our audience to follow what kind of skill they need to acquire to be the future leaders in supply chain.
Or come here and acquire them. We're going to be growing and learning so fast together. You heard my last year we've been learning digital. That'll be true for new recruits into Coty as well. But come here and learn with us. Yeah. We're recruiting into Barcelona and in other parts of the world. So it's a very exciting place to come. So whatever the level of your career, new out of university or looking for your next SVB job, reach out. We've got an exciting future.
Right. Thank you, Graham. Before our podcast, I actually looked around in my house and I found Coty product with my son, my husband and myself. So great job in customer-centric supply chain.
Thank you very much. Great to have you as a customer. Please buy more.
Yeah. Thank you, Graham. Great to have you today.
Thank you, babe.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. If you like what you heard, be sure to go to alcottglobal.com and click the podcast button for all the show notes of the interview. Also, subscribe to our mailing list to get our latest update first. If you're listening to a streaming platform like iTunes, Spotify, or Stitcher, we would appreciate the kind review. 5-star works best to keep us going and our production team happy. And of course, share it with your friends. I'm most active on LinkedIn, so do feel free to follow me. And if you have any suggestions on what to do and who to invite next, don't hesitate to drop me a note. And if you're looking to hire top executives or transform your business, of course, contact us as well to find out how we can help. Thank you very much.